How to Spiral Wedge Clay a Step-by-Step Guide by Kevin. Spiral wedging is an essential technique in ceramics used to prepare clay before wheel throwing or hand building. Proper wedging helps remove air bubbles, align clay particles, and ensure the clay has a consistent texture. Spiral wedging is especially effective for creating a uniform body of clay, which improves the workability of the material and the final quality of your ceramic pieces. In this SEO-optimized guide, we'll cover the step-by-step process of spiral wedging and provide tips for perfecting this technique. What is spiral wedging? Spiral wedging is a method of kneading clay to prepare it for wheel throwing or hand building. It involves a spiraling motion that compresses the clay and removes air pockets, making the clay easier to shape. This technique also aligns the clay particles, giving your pieces more strength and consistency. Why spiral wedging is important. Properly wedging your clay before working with it offers several benefits. Removes air bubbles. Air pockets in the clay can cause cracking or explosions during firing, so wedging is crucial to eliminate them. Improves workability. Spiral wedging gives the clay a uniform texture, making it easier to mold and shape. Aligns clay particles. By aligning the particles, spiral wedging increases the structural integrity of your pottery. Prevents cracks. Consistently wedged clay helps prevent cracks in the final piece, especially during drying and firing. Tools and materials. Needed for spiral wedging. Before you start spiral wedging, gather the following materials. Clay. Any type of clay you plan to use for your ceramic projects, stoneware, earthenware, or porcelain. Wedging board. A clean surface made from plaster, canvas-covered wood, or any non-stick surface. Water. If the clay is too dry, lightly dampen it to make it more workable. Step-by-step guide to spiral wedging clay. Step 1. Prepare your work surface. Start by ensuring your wedging board is clean and dry. A smooth, non-stick surface like plaster or canvas is ideal for wedging, as it allows you to knead the clay without it sticking. Tip: make sure your surface is free of any debris or dried clay that could contaminate the fresh clay. Step 2. Position the clay. Place your lump of clay in front of you on the wedging surface. The clay should be soft and workable. If it's too dry, lightly dampen it with water before beginning. Pro tip: begin with a manageable amount of clay, typically around 2-5 pounds, especially if you're new to wedging. Step 3. Begin the spiral motion. Position your hands on the clay. Left hand. Use your left hand to hold the top of the clay lump, applying gentle pressure to guide the clay into a spiral. Right hand. Your right hand should press down and slightly forward, pushing the clay away from you and down into the spiral shape. As you press the clay, rotate it slightly with each movement. This spiral motion will help compress the clay and remove air bubbles. Step 4, push and rotate. Continue the spiral wedging motion by alternating between pushing and rotating. Push. Use the palm of your right hand to press down and away from you, spiraling the clay. Rotate. After each push, rotate the clay slightly with your left hand and repeat the process. Each push should spiral the clay into a cone shape. With each repetition, you'll see a distinct spiral pattern forming in the clay. Step 5. Apply consistent pressure. The key to successful spiral wedging is applying consistent pressure. You want to press firmly enough to remove air bubbles, but not so hard that the clay becomes difficult to manage. Tip: keep a steady rhythm as you wedge the clay. As you get more comfortable with the motion, you can increase the speed and intensity. Step 6. Continue until the clay is uniform. Repeat the wedging process until the clay feels smooth and consistent. You should notice that the clay becomes more workable and free of air bubbles. Depending on the size of the clay lump, this may take 5-10 minutes of wedging. Pro tip: if you're unsure if the clay is wedged enough, cut the clay in half with a wire tool. If you see any air pockets, continue wedging until they are eliminated. How to know when the clay is properly wedged. You'll know your clay is properly wedged when the texture is smooth and free of air pockets. The clay has a uniform consistency and doesn't feel too soft or too hard. When sliced open, the clay should reveal no visible air bubbles or inconsistencies. Common mistakes to avoid. When spiral wedging, inconsistent pressure. If you don't apply even pressure when wedging, the clay will remain uneven and full of air bubbles. Focus on maintaining steady, firm pressure throughout. Over-wedging. Wedging for too long can overwork the clay, making it dry and difficult to use. Stop when the clay is smooth and consistent. Too little wedging. If you rush the process, air bubbles and inconsistencies will remain, which can cause problems during throwing or firing. Spiral wedging versus ram's head wedging. Spiral wedging is just one of many techniques used for preparing clay, with the other common method being ram's head wedging. Spiral wedging is often preferred for its ability to align clay particles and remove air bubbles more efficiently, especially for larger amounts of clay. Ram's head wedging, on the other hand, is a simpler back-and-forth kneading technique that may be quicker but can sometimes leave air pockets in the clay if not done properly. Conclusion: mastering spiral wedging for better pottery. Learning how to properly spiral wedge clay is essential for any ceramic artist. By following this step-by-step guide, you'll ensure your clay is well-prepared, air-free, and ready for wheel throwing or hand building. Consistently wedged clay makes the pottery process smoother and results in higher quality pieces. With practice, spiral wedging will become second nature, improving both the structure and finish of your ceramic work.